Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable, high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service, up to $50 per month, or up to $75 per month for households on tribal lands, which accounts for a majority of our state. AARP fought hard for the emergency broadband benefit so that Oklahomans can access affordable high-speed internet. For more information on the emergency broadband benefit and to see if you qualify, go to AARP.org/OKEBB. That's AARP.org/OKEBB or text internet to 22777.
Well, today's futures market was one of the most volatile and crazy days we've seen in the markets in a good long while. We closed generally lower across the protein markets. Live cattle were down $2.20 in June after going up to 123.10 earlier in the trading day, which was the high for the move. With that new high and then the lower close like this, that's a reversal. It's a key reversal. We didn't go back to the highs back in April, but we did make highs for this move on the June live cattle. The August were similar. They closed at 121.10, down $3.82. And that was also highs, or yesterday was actually the high for that move, but a reversal there as well. So a lot of volatility in the live cattle market. Same thing in the feeders. Feeders were down 30 in August at 157.40. That's almost $3 off their high. September 70 lower. We weren't higher except out in January. It closed 5 cents higher at 161. The lean hog market was 450 lower in July and August, 410 lower in October, 330 lower in December. So we're really unwinding the live cattle market as well. I mean, the lean hog market as well. You know, it had been at record highs for a long time, and so it's given a lot back. The big surprise was really that we had higher cash trade this week, and then the lower feed prices today. Thought feeder cattle would rally, but they just got weaker throughout the day.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Just like the cattle market, the grain futures were extremely wild. We've seen the biggest moves, the biggest single move ever in the soybean market. We were down $1.18 in the July beans at 13.29 and three quarters. That was 6 cents off their high, but $1.18 lower in one day. Yesterday, they expanded the limits for today's trade to $1.50 in the soybeans due to the fact that the bean oil was lower. So we're learning new things as we go here. The limits have been expanded. And really, I think the CME Group does that for good reason. They try to protect the markets overall, but that does kind of alarm some people. November beans were down 9.5 at 12.52 and three quarters. Chicago wheat down 20. Kansas City wheat was down 20 to 25, with July down 25.5 at 5.85 and a quarter. And then the corn was limit all the way out through July of 2022, limit down 40 cents. July was at 6.33, even December at 5.32.5. It was down a lot, but we've been lower. Just back in the month of May, it went to $5 on the December corn. So another 32 cents to reach that support level. Generally speaking, it looks like there was some fears that the Fed was going to raise rates yesterday, which started the sell-off, and then you got rain in Iowa overnight. So that just kind of all jumped on board the sell side.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.